Snippets of news you would otherwise have missed. Here is the roundup of items you would otherwise have missed hearing about. Youngsters are now enjoying a revamped play site at Mill Park Drive in Braintree, thanks to £146,000 of money from housing developers. Following a public consultation, the design for the play area was chosen by a public vote run last September, with a 71% majority in favour of one of the designs submitted. The inclusive play area is suitable for users up to 14 years of age, and the facilities include a wheelchair accessible roundabout, a variety of swings suitable for different ages, a surface trampoline and sensory enrichment panels. A new care home with more than 70 bedrooms for patients who need specialist attention, Braintree Muse, has launched in Braintree. It is run by Avery Healthcare, which owns 90 homes across the UK. Rooms cost £1,395 a week. Residents have many different facilities, including landscaped gardens, a hair salon, cinema, therapy suite, cafe and a library. Children's author Michael Morpurgo visited St. Sed's Primary School in Bradwell to read part of his new book, which is partly set in the village. Finding Alfie hopes to spread awareness to youngsters about the D-Day landing, which happened 80 years ago on June the 6th. Michael left the children with a signed copy of the book and they gave him a watercolour painting of St. Peter's Chapel. Religious inspectors have congratulated St. Andrew's Primary School in Halstead for being rooted in its vision for promoting a love of life and learning in all. Members of the Statutory Inspection of Anglican and Methodist Schools, they evaluate the extent to which church schools are distinctively and recognisably Christian institutions. Their latest report praises the school, its staff, curriculum, pupils and more. Education watchdogs have rated Wethersfield Primary School good after its first full inspection for 10 years. Their Ofsted report said the atmosphere is purposeful and positive in lessons and there are clear routines for behaviour. It also says the school has high expectations for pupils and lessons are fun. This motivates pupils to work hard and try their best. Owners of a number of independent businesses across Mid-Essex are celebrating being voted by their customers in the annual Muddy Stilettos Awards. They are Best Beauty Salon or Clinic, Aesthetics of Essex of Maldon, Best Casual Dining, Smoke Truck in Halstead, Best Florist, Evelyn Rose Floristry in Civil Headingham, Best Local Food Drink Producer, Tempered Chocolate in Maldon. Felsted Primary School pupils buried a time capsule on the new housing development in the village at The Meadows. It contained a variety of items, including postcards of the King, pictures of their classes, their favourite toys and some writing about themselves. Teacher Charlotte Smythe said, "The children loved compiling the time capsules and it led to fantastic discussions within our classrooms. Almost £1 million is being spent Essex post-mortem examinations being carried out in the London Borough of Waltham's Forest over the next 18 months. Essex County Council has agreed to pay £948,000 to secure 1,000 post-mortem examinations due to the rising death rate across the county." Good responses to its £1 million Essex Year of Reading campaign has led the County Council to launch the Essex Year of Numbers to improve numeracy. Both aim to see all youngsters in the county at or above the general skills for their age levels. The announcement was made at a conference hosted by the Council and attended by 170 education professionals. Luxury home builder Mulberry Homes has launched sales on its development of 35 new properties at Kelvedon Rise, Kelvedon. Prices start from the four-bedroom Kingfisher style home at £639,950. Whittam Music Events Company, the Higher House Project is hosting an event of its own at the George in Newland Street on Saturday, May the 11th, to celebrate its first birthday as an organisation.